Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in the world. I'm Sage Lewis, and this is Live with Linda and Friends, March 29th, 2022. And I'm coming to you from Prescott, Arizona. And Linda has just docked in the UK as of yesterday. And I know that she'll be giving an update as soon as she's able to give an update. So I have, something's telling me that she may pop in during this time, but I could be wrong. So I also could be right. I don't know. And it doesn't matter whether I'm right or wrong. So one of the things that I, first of all, wanted to do is I would love to just check in with everybody to ask the question, how are you? Like, really, how are you? How are things going for you? On all levels. And that's something we're going to be talking about today, is on all levels, mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually, and financially. But just a check-in. Anybody that's feeling a need to say, here's how I am today, and here's something that I'd like to share. Something maybe you did with T-Touch, a story. Yeah, Katarina.
I do that only because I can talk all the time. I don't know what. I'm feeling really well, actually. And it seems to be, along with spring, this nice new awakening and rebirth and from everything. And it's funny you mentioned financially. It's, I'm just reinsuring my house, and I'm realizing I've been robbed for several years, but anyway, and I just don't mean to say that in a negative way, but it really, I don't know what they were doing, but all of a sudden there'll be more money because I'm refiguring everything. And these opportunities are just opening up, which is nice. You know, all these different things I didn't expect that are just coming forward, and health-wise, always doing better, moving better than I have a year ago. So many good things, and T-Touch always. I've been going to my ear and that section where we do the trigeminal nerve, and I don't know why, but I keep going there for a week now. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if that has anything to do with it.
So if you ask your body right now, why? Ask your body why. Why am I going there?
I'm getting good for the brain. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, which makes sense with the inspiration of things I'm finding and taking the opportunities around me. And it, everything is a little bit easier, even more than a little bit easier. And I'm pleased about that. You know, still challenges always. That's life. But yeah, I like that question.
Well, thank you. And we're going to be talking about the Native American medicine wheel today and how that relates to Tellington T-Touch, as well as the hero's journey and the golden ratio and the four chambers of the heart. And what you just mentioned, the springtime, that's the east of the medicine wheel and the connection with fire. And we'll be, and then you talked about the trigeminal nerve and the connection with the mind, and that's the north on the medicine wheel. So your body's trying to balance the emotions and the mental, the east and the north. And so we'll be sharing, I'll be sharing the knowledge that I have, and then also asking, you know, for anybody to add any knowledge that they have around those items as well. I'm excited about what's bubbling up for today.
Thank you. Me too.
Yeah, thanks. Anybody else want to check in? Angela.
I'm feeling really good again today. I've had a few struggles with over the weekend and stuff with they've adjusted my HRT, and I've been really, really emotional and sort of struggling with getting used to that. And I know I've just got to give it a couple more months. And it's, yeah, I think I was getting frustrated, I was emotional, my back started kicking off, and I'm like, wow, this is, what is going on? And I think I keep, Frank, my Labrador, keeps he just knows when I'm struggling, and he will just come to me. And it's so interesting how, you know, he'd just come and rest, and, you know, I'll sort of put a wrap on him and he's chilling out. And then he's looking at me, and I thought, yeah, you're right. So I started putting a wrap on myself as well. And I think today it was just one of those, I just feel incredibly grateful that I'd had a blip with things, but I've had my hair cut. I feel so much better now I've had that done. And I'm just starting to feel really looking forward to Linda's visit. I'm feeling excited, and I'm just sort of starting to feel, you know, really, really positive again. But I think, Sam, it is, does feel a bit of an emotional sort of roller coaster for me as my body is sort of going through different changes. But just incredibly grateful that I can move around, I can sit in a chair, and all the things I can do. And this week I've started a gratitudes diary. So I thought, again, I've got out of focus with actually giving my daily gratitude. So now I'm writing them down again. And I'm finding, I think that's going to be really helpful for me as well.
Wonderful. And what you just mentioned was balancing the emotions and the physical. And the spiritual is in the east of the medicine wheel. The emotions are in the south. The physical is in the west, and the mind is in the north. And so as we take a look at this wheel, that's also this wheel, and we might even just take our hands right now and just begin by allowing yourselves to settle in and noticing. Even for those of you that have just spoken a little bit about some imbalances, let's just start with a heart hug and see what happens as we go around the wheel, starting at 6 o'clock in either direction. And we're taking a look at the heart hug, but also how does this help balance us on all levels, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, financially, and physically. So closing your eyes, putting a little smile on the face, increasing that oxytocin, that serotonin. Taking in a breath. And allowing those hands to press in lightly and move up and around in either direction. That 1 1/4 circle. And this time I want you to imagine that you're balancing out the emotional, the physical, the mental, and the spiritual. Just imagine balancing that out as you go up and around. And let's take one more heart hug, and I want each of you to ask yourself, what's one thing that feels like it might still be a little bit out of balance? Is it my financial life? Is it my physical body, my emotions? My spiritual life, my mind? Just pick one, body, mind, spirit. And do a heart hug on behalf of that which is out of balance right now, bringing it more into balance. And then taking your hands off as you feel ready. I'm going to jump in with a little bit of teaching this morning, and we'll weave in some, you know, who are you and how are you and what's happening and what's bubbling up for you, because my two cents is that some things are going to bubble up today. I'm excited about what bubbled up for me for teaching today. Linda asked me a couple of weeks ago if I would teach this morning, and My first thought was, I'm going to just see what comes up the day of, and let's just see what the class needs. And that was my initial intention. And I really have learned over the years to listen to my body and to listen to the intuition that bubbles up. And a couple of days ago, I was in my morning meditation. And what came up for me, and I feel a little vulnerable sharing it because I might be last to lunch knowing this. It might be that everybody else has already figured this out, but it doesn't matter. Maybe it will come in a new way. Maybe it's new for you. Maybe you've already known this. But I started to find the link the other day between Tellington T touch, the circular touch, and the profundity of the hero's journey, the heroine's journey, the Native American medicine wheel, the golden ratio, and the four chambers of the heart. And I've been practicing and studying and teaching shamanic practices for the last 25 years. And I'm really excited about what I've been able to weave together for this morning. And so I wanted to share that and then have some time to do a journey, a shamanic journey together with some drumming. And then open it up for discussion. So I'm feeling vulnerable and excited all at the same time. So I'm going to start with the hero's journey, and just a raise of hands. Who has heard of the hero's journey? Okay. So it's fairly new, but we've all been on the hero's journey. We all have been on that hero's journey. So what happens with the hero's journey or the heroine's journey? I think it's a little bit different for women. But we start with departure. There's this call to adventure. So we get a calling, like Linda calls and says, can you teach on the 29th? That's a call to adventure. And then we leave the safety of the world that we know. So leaving that safety, oh, I thought I was just going to come to the class and just be a participant. Oh, I'm getting called to adventure. Then there's initiation. That's the second phase. We face trials and tribulations. What am I going to teach? I've had a note on my phone that says, come up with something for Tuesday. And every day it's popping up for the last 2 weeks. Come up with something to teach on Tuesday. So we get tested in battle, in skill, in conflict. And so sometimes that conflict is inside of ourselves. So the second phase of the hero's journey, and I'm going to show you some visuals, is initiation. The first is departure. We leave safety. Then there's an initiation. And the third phase is return. We return, having faced the hardship, the hero returns home, transformed and matured. So think about your hero's journey just going to school as a child. You leave home. You get on the bus. Maybe kids pull your hair on the bus. Maybe they throw things at you. Maybe the teachers talk to you in a way that is confusing. You forgot part of your lunch and you have tears. Somebody pokes you in the arm at recess, whatever it is. And then you return home transformed and changed and maybe ready to go back the next day completely different. So we all have this hero's journey. And can you see my screen? All right.
Yes.
Thank you. What I love about this first image, take a look at the spiral. Take a look at that spiral that starts here at stasis, this place of just the norm, what we've been used to. We've been used to, like I said, I've been used to coming to Live with Linda and Friends on Tuesday as a participant. Okay, and now there's a call to adventure. Sometimes we refuse the call. No, I can't. I'm busy. I don't have the time. And this is the ordinary world. And then we move down into the non-ordinary or moving in through this challenge. So then we meet the mentor. We come like I did in my meditation. I met up with a mentor in meditation that this morning, one of my Lakota Sioux teachers in the spirit world, he said, teach them what you know. In other words, don't try to teach you something I don't know. I don't know a lot about the hero's journey, but I know I've been on it. Departure, initiation, return, over and over and over. Then we cross the threshold. We move through that threshold from what's been familiar into getting tested. This is hard. I don't like it. This is uncomfortable. I quit. I'm not doing this. Often then we go into this inner self, going inward and try and figure it out. Then we face the shadow self. We get mad, we get scared, all of our stuff starts bubbling up. Think of it as the bottom of the barrel right here. I have no clue what apotheosis means. If anybody does, unmute yourself and tell me what it means. I don't know.
The ultimate point, the greatest, the apex.
Okay. Kind
of, the greatest formation of something.
Thank you. And then what happens in that place? It's like the climax. It's like, this is so bad and so hard. And we're breaking through it. Think of the birth canal and we're crowning and we're moving through. But in order for us to be born, there often is a lot of mess. There might be screaming. There might be blood. There might be feces or urine. There might be fear. And once we move through that, the head crowns, we are birthed. We might have a refusal to return. We might, like, I'm not going back. This is so great where I am. But what we're doing is we're spiraling from where we were into a new place. Then we head to the road back home. We've now mastered where we've been and we're moving into where we're headed. And we return completely different into a new level. I love how this, oh, there's a crown. I wasn't sure if that was their hair, but it's like you become new. And what I love about this is that spiral. So even just in one circular T-touch, we're doing the hero's journey or the heroine's journey. So I'm going to just show you a couple of other visuals of the hero's journey. When I was watching videos of the hero's journey, and I was going to share them with you, but they were so violent. It was like war and, you know, slay the dragon when you get into the cave. And I was thinking, you know, I'm sure there's something gentler for women that's not about death and destruction and knives and killing. And so there is a heroine's journey that's softer, and it's more about going inward rather than slaying outward. So in the heroine's journey, and Maureen Murdoch is, she's written books about this. She's actually written a children's book about the heroine's journey. Same thing. We start from the familiar and we shift from the feminine to the masculine. And everybody has that left side is our feminine. The right side is our masculine. This is the right side's the doing side. The left side is the being side. So in order to start that call to adventure, we have to shift from that sitting back into taking action. So I get the call from Linda. Can you teach on the 29th? Yes or no? And now what? My masculine is the taking action. The feminine was the sitting back. Well, something will come. I will listen to my intuition. I'm going to sit back and listen. Then we start on the road to trials. What am I going to teach? How am I going to do it? Is anyone going to show up? What if they were expecting Linda? We start to go through all of these, I don't know how this is going to work. Is my laptop going to work? Is my dog going to bark during the class? And then we have this illusion. Oh, this is going to go great. Everything's going to be just fine. The descent, I have no idea what's going to happen. So just going into the abyss. I don't know if my computer's going to work. I don't know if anybody's interested. I can only see a couple of you. The rest of you might be sleeping right now. Then I move into meeting with the goddess. I know this stuff. So I drop down in. It's like, I know what I'm teaching you. This is in my bones because of how many heroines' journeys I've been on in my life through near-death experiences, through divorce, through getting remarried, through moving across the country, holding my mother's hand while she died. I know I've had a number of journeys in my life, as have you. Then we come back and we reconcile. We've kind of slayed the dragon, but we've done it inwardly. And then we reconvene with the feminine, that strong feminine. And then we reincorporate with that masculine. So there becomes a balanced, and that's that balanced union. And when we put our hands together, even like this, you might even try it, and placing your thumbs on your heart chakra, that's that divine masculine and divine feminine together, that way of holding hands together. And I love the yin yang symbol of the heroine's journey is coming together with that masculine and the feminine. The idea of the hero's journey came from Joseph Campbell. And he says, you enter the forest at the darkest point where there is no path. Where there is a way or path, it is someone else's path. You are not on your own path. If you follow someone else's way, you're not going to realize your potential. And I love that, because what first happened, I got the call from Linda, can you teach on the 29th? I responded, I said, of course, what would you like me to teach? That was me following someone else's path. Well, I didn't hear back from Linda. And then I heard from Kirsten. Can you teach on the 29th? I said, yes, but I haven't heard from Linda. Is there something specific you'd like me to teach? Well, we don't know. We don't know. So I just kept looking at my phone. Come up with something. Come up with something. So then I have to create my own path. You see how this is starting to all connect? Now we're starting to take a look at the Native American medicine wheel. You can see that there's four quadrants, and I'm going to be sharing the medicine wheel after this and how they connect. But you've got the ordinary world. That's where the way we've been living, the call to adventure, we refuse. Then we ask for help. Who's my mentor, my helper? I went to the spirit world. I asked my teachers in the spirit world, what do I do? I cross that threshold into confidence. I might get tested. And then I start to come out of it. I start to move out of that place of lack of confidence into full confidence. And then coming back to that place of completion, but coming out anew. So the spiral doesn't just, it's not just a circle that goes around. It's a circle that goes up. And I love this one. There was a woman who's Ojibwe. And I'll show you the video or the picture of how this image goes along with the Native American medicine wheel. Because there's an Ojibwe woman I found yesterday online that figured this out also. And just last month, this is new, that she figured it out. So I don't know if it's in the ethers. So I love this because it's so elementary. We're in our comfort zone. Then we want something. We enter something unfamiliar. Then we have to adapt to it. Think about the pandemic. We're in our comfort zone. Then we get this call, okay, you need to wear masks. Well, this is weird. I don't want to wear masks or wash my vegetables every time I come home from the grocery store. Well, now we start to adapt. Then you move on. Do you get what you wanted, or are you having to still go into this dark place? I don't want to wear a mask. I'm fighting. I'm battling. If we don't do that, maybe that we have to pay a heavy price. Maybe we get sick. Our health might be impacted. We might emotionally become isolated. Then we begin to return to what's familiar. We learn how to Zoom with people. We start to adapt. And we change coming out of this different. We know now what masks might be better than what we tried 2 years ago. We know that when we're feeling isolated, maybe we need to call a family member or a friend on Zoom and connect that way. So we start to, in these last 2 years, this has been a hero's journey for all of us. I'm going to show you one more picture, and then I'm going to open it up for a sharing. So hang on 1 second. Thanks for your patience. I used to get really, really nervous about teaching on Zoom, and then I figured the worst thing that'll happen, the worst thing is the internet will go out, and big deal. So, all right, this was the image that I found online yesterday. I know that you can't read this, but I'm going to be going over the Native American medicine wheel. But take a look at the wheel. They've divided this into four quadrants. You're in your comfort zone up at the top. You move through the east. The east is that time of new beginnings. That's the springtime that we're in right now. Then we move into the south, that place of emotions, summertime. We move into the west, and I'll be explaining this more fully, but we move into the west, fall, that time of our middle years, and then we move into the north, that time of the crone and wisdom. But I found this interesting. This was Angeline Bouly. The book is called Firekeeper's Daughter. And if anybody can write that in the chat, that would be great. Marnie, if you're on, that would be helpful. Or Kirsten. Angeline Bouly, Bouley, Firekeeper's Daughter. And it was a book written by the woman that found this hero's journey and the correlation between the Ojibwa medicine wheel and the hero's journey. She became a seller immediately just by writing this book. I haven't read it yet. I just found out about it yesterday. All right. It's not in the chat, so I'm going to put it in the chat. Go to your happy place.
Oh, mine there we are. Done it, Sage.
Good. Thanks, you guys. So I want to open it up, just any questions, comments, curiosities about the hero or the heroine's journey before I take a look at the medicine wheel. Yeah, Russ. Yeah.
Well, it's very, very... I love what you teach. This is really great for me because at the moment, you know, I've been signing up to give a home to refugees from Ukraine. And my son has moved out, but he has a lot of stuff upstairs, and I also needed some bed, so I bought the bed, and all of a sudden now I got an email that I should where it gets really actual. I should present and make pictures of the room, but I feel like I'm in a chaos because I work a lot. Also, a colleague has had a heart attack, so I got a lot of work of taking care of old people or cleaning their houses or whatever, taking shower, helping to take showers. And when I get home, I'm so tired, so exhausted, and I don't have the energy to clear the house. So I feel under a lot. I was going through all this exactly. Mm-hmm. Should I really do this? And then my son had Corona, and he said, well, if you're not able to help me, then how can you have recipes in your house if you're not able to come and help me? So there were many, many things, but I feel I'm on that journey right now, on that adventure. So the fact is I have to fill out this form, and then probably people come to my house to look at the space, and then somebody gets comes. So that is a big adventure for me. Mm-hmm. And also very scary. Scary because
thank you for your vulnerability.
Yeah. because I'm often very exhausted from work, and so I have to see how it goes on. I'm still, I hurt my hand by screwing together this bed, and it's not finished yet, but soon, and then.
Yeah, and I think that phrase, it's not finished yet, we're all on the hero's journey or the heroine's journey, some place on it.
Yeah.
In some place. And I used to believe that life was going to be, as long as I was balanced, everything was going to be fine all the time. But then we get the next call. Mm-hmm. We're in the middle of something. The phone rings. Hey, something just happened. Could you pick me up at the doctor's office? I got a flat tire. There's always a something, right?
Yeah, always.
We have a couple of hands up. Let's do Marnie and then Cheryl. Rasia, thank you.
Looking at the hero's journey reminded me, I work with labyrinths, and reminded me how everything, the Fibonacci spiral and everything, is always in different cultures, it's the same. And I'm not talking about the labyrinth that we use in T-Touch. I'm talking about the ones that are Chart Cathedral or all over the world. And right now people are walking them for peace, which is pretty amazing, but they're used for walking meditation and as a journey for questions that you kind of ask a question as you walk in, and then you do whatever you want to do in the center, meditate, and then you come out, and I'm not going to say the question is answered, but it works amazing, even though, you know, but you're supposed to kind of get some help or the answer, you know, if you can. But it's pretty interesting how these same figures are in every culture. I mean, it's fascinating that most of the labyrinths in the world are, at this point, or Europe or North America, or I mean, they're everywhere now, but it stayed in Europe in the cathedrals when it became pagan and they were banned. And I use them with horses and dogs, and the thing that we use it for classes, and the thing that we do when you go in with an animal, a horse or a dog, it changes everything, because you don't have to still yourself. You don't have to do the kind of work. It's there. I mean, when you do it with an animal, it's extraordinary. It's like going into I hate to say it, but meditative state. And it's not something you create, but it just, it's just pretty amazing to do with an animal. And it's so easy to get where you want to go with an animal as company. It's sort of like your heart goes with you. And anyway, I just thought it was fascinating to see the comparison to hero's journey and the spiral and everything. So, and there are different kinds of labyrinths. There is one that's a straight spiral. That is not exactly the way you're supposed to put that. That's an oxymoron. But
right.
It does. A lot of them have the turns, and where that you go back and forth, which is part of your journey. Of course, anywhere is not necessarily a straight line, but there is an actual, it's called a dramanon, that is totally a spiral, which is kind of where I realized, wow, this is all the same, the heart hugs and everything. Mm-hmm. And obviously doing heart hugs when you got to the center, but with us, when we got to the center, we do T-touch on the animals. And it's amazing experience. Anyway, so.
Thank you. That's, you know, and as you explore this, my guess is that you'll find more connections.
Yeah, sorry, I muted myself, yes. Yeah. No, it's
true. Cheryl, go ahead.
I just, while you were going through the journey and that circle, it just, I'm not sure exactly how or what I'm trying to say, but it really spoke to me. And I feel like I've been in a sort of a journey for many, many, many years. And I'm trying to
kind of step into that person that I think is really me, is what I'm supposed to be and what I'm supposed to do. But I'm still really uncomfortable with it. And it just, it involves just, maybe I'll back up a little. I was raised in a Christian home, and anything that wasn't taught in the Christian home was not of God. You know, anything that dealt with energy, that dealt with spirit, that dealt with any of those things, you know, talking to animals, any of that stuff didn't fit into what I was supposed to believe. But I had all of these experiences where I could talk to spirit and I could feel energy and I can touch a rock and I can feel it and I can touch a tree and I can hear it sing. And I have all these experiences and I don't ever share them with people. And now I just shared it with all of you, but I feel like that's what I'm supposed to be doing, is helping animals in that way. And I do a little bit, almost like a secret, you know, I will secretly tell somebody that I can do something and help them by communicating with their animal, but I'm afraid to do it and like put it out there. But so I'm kind of stuck somewhere in that journey. And that's just really spoke to me when you were going through that, I got to get through that phase. And I feel like I'm getting closer, but that I won't actually be using the gifts that I have, you know, which I now believe is part of, you know, what God gave me. I don't think it's not part of my, how do I put it? I think the teachings that I had when I was younger was more of a misunderstanding of God and of that higher power and everything. And so, anyway, so I'm okay with what I believe, but I think what I'm trying to say is I worry a lot about my family and what they believe. And that's, and that they're, you know, my mom is worried for my soul and everything, and I'm pretty sure I'm going to be fine, but I just worry a lot about being who I really am, and disappointing some people.
Yeah. So, and you're on your path. And so one of the parts of the hero or heroine's journey is mentorship. And that's part of what this group is having people that you can share these things with. And maybe there are some other, suggestions or you know, different experts in this Zoom call that can share ideas. So finding mentorship helps, you know, you put on your spiritual backpack and off you go on your journey, and along the way you meet different people that help you maybe say, yeah, this is the right path, or you know what, you know, you might want to take a left at the next mobile station. But you're on your way. And yesterday I was listening to, and I mentioned this, I think last week or a couple of weeks ago in this class, The Science of Enlightenment by Shinzen Young. The Science of Enlightenment by Shinzen Young. And yesterday he was talking about this expansiveness, this place that you're talking of, where you expand out of the place of belief. There's a spiritual unfolding that happens. And that's something I was taught in my shamanic practices as well, is we start with belief. And that's what Shinzen Young was talking about yesterday. We were taught something when we were little. Then we move into mysticism, maybe myth and mysticism. We start to unfold and see like, well, why did that butterfly just show up right when I was thinking about a butterfly? Then we have direct experience where we intuit and we know, I know there's going to be a butterfly coming because I can feel it. But that we have to move from that place of belief. And so when we as young children, many of us went to church and were taught, this is what you should believe. Well, we didn't know any better. And once we get older, then we start to explore a little bit more and ask ourselves, well, I get that that's the belief system of my family system. Now I have to, the call to adventure is, how do I expand from that, even though I'm going to leave my family behind? Because there's also an ancestral loyalty that can happen. We can be loyal to our ancestors on all levels, physical ailments, emotional stuff, mental issues, spiritual issues, financial issues. So we call this kind of busting out of the dysfunctional family pattern. And you have to ask yourself, what's functioning in my family pattern that I want to take with me? And what do I need to slay and let go of as I navigate my hero or heroine's journey? Doesn't mean you have to leave your parents, but you might need to leave you in order for you to grow. There may be some things to shed.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah, I guess that's the part that's hard to think about, but I think I've been struggling with wanting to have it both ways, you know, sure. To not disappoint anybody and also to be who I feel like I'm being called to be. So,
right.
This is just more around
your adventure. You're on the kindergarten bus with your backpack going to kindergarten, and yet you're looking out the window and seeing your mom and dad waving, but you aren't telling the bus driver, stop the bus, I want to get off and go back home.
Right.
Even though you might have that urge to do that. And that's where that, you know, think of the bottom of that hero's journey, kind of going into that cave. This is uncomfortable. I'm running into trials and tribulations. I don't like this. And that's where this T-touch work can be so helpful. I'm uncomfortable. I can't tell you how many times when I'm uncomfortable, my hand just, boom, goes right up to my chest. And I just start working my heart. Or I go right to the vagus nerve and I start right to the gut, working the belly and working my vagus nerve. Or I immediately start working my ears. As we move on the hero's journey, calming ourselves using the T-touch work.
That makes sense. Yeah. It's just a lot to think about, I guess. And I'm processing right now, but thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. I can take one more question or comment or question, and then I'm going to move on to the medicine wheel. Yeah, Teresa, did you have something?
Yes, I do feel very much like terrible. Coming from a family, let's say one part religious, in a certain way, and I was in this family, but I felt there is something different. But I didn't say to anybody, I just kept it for me. And to listen this here, it's for me, it's very, very interesting and comforting. I have a sister, she is very religious, and she's praying her way, but in a very, let's say, close way. It's only this. And I sometimes felt like I'm wrong because I don't feel like that. Although I was grown up with all the, let's say, the church stuff. Sorry if I say it that way, because I feel like in a Catholic country where I live, there is so much. It's not faith, it's religion. And I can't say that to somebody, but today I say, I don't need it. I leave it there, and I can live with that at my 71 years now, and I'm going on with that. I don't have to change people to say it's what I'm thinking about their way to believe, because it's all one anyway.
Right.
Yeah. So and I feel comfort in the wholeness.
Yes. And that's where that direct experience comes in, where we know when we even just do one circular T-touch and we start to move into that place of feeling that oneness. Mm-hmm. We might lighten a little bit, or we do a little heart hug, and we just start to notice that there's a oneness that starts to happen. We don't need to name it. We're just noticing, wow, I'm feeling better. I feel like I'm more in alignment with universal energy. That's what God is. Yeah, I grew up, I had a Jewish dad and a Lutheran mom, and we played outside. That's how I grew up. And so I've been exploring nature-based spirituality in my adulthood, Buddhism. I got married in a Lutheran church the first time. The second time I got married outside by a lake. Exploring what going from this place of belief to magic and mysticism to faith, that was the next piece, and then direct experience. And the direct experience is when I pray, here's what's happening. It's immediate. We pray and something happens.
I have to admit that sometimes I would love to follow the way of meditations. I can join also in this Zoom, and I say, why can't I be like them? Mm. And then I go for a walk and I say, you just go, and it's your way to do it. As you said, you can't do some things, you can't go on the path of somebody else.
Right.
And sometimes I'm probably a little bit running around and trying to make a new path.
Right, and you have to make your own path. Just put on your backpack, you go on your journey, and you're making your path. I just put in the chat the 10% Happier app. It's an app that I use for meditation that's guided meditation. And I have a guest pass. Let me stick my phone number in here. If anybody texts me, I can give you the guest pass. It's 30 days free. I'll put my website in there too. It's a lovely app, and they have things for helping you fall asleep, helping move through emotions, and the little 5, 10, 15, 20, 30 minute teachings. And you can decide how long you want them to be, but they're guided meditations. And if you text me or through WhatsApp, depending upon where you are in the world, I can send you the link for this free 30-day guest pass. You have to cancel at 29 days or you're going to get charged for the year. But I have to tell you, it is the best money I ever spent. It's gotten me through the pandemic, is the 10% Happier app.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
It will help to make silent my monkey talks.
Yes. Yes, it helps to quiet this and open this. That's right. That's where the deep, you know, that's part of what we need on the hero's journey, to learn how to quiet the mind and open the heart so that we can slay the dragon, move through the difficult parts.
Thank you very much indeed.
You're welcome. Sarah.
Hi, everybody. I want to share that every time I connect with this group, like I can say 80% of the time, the topic that we are talking about are the topics that I am living through. And every time I'm like, how it is possible? So we talk about the hero journey and the beliefs. And I had the same conversation today with one of my best friends. And then Cheryl talked about the communication with animals and how she feels still like not comfortable 100% to share this with people. And I'm passing through the same thing because I'm getting messages from animals and I don't know what to do because I don't know how to share. So it's unbelievable how this connection is huge, and how this coincidences are happening. Like 80% of the time I see this when I connect with this group. Unbelievable.
It's no coincidence.
It's no, but see, it's difficult to take this little step of faith. I think this is the piece.
Right.
When you take the step of faith, it's true, you go to God or Goddess or whatever you want to call, and then you are the ability to see in the world the manifestation of your prayers.
Yes.
So it's huge. Every time it's very intense when I see this happening through this group. So thank you for this topic and for all your sharing here, because it's all the time big.
You're welcome. You're welcome. And it's, you know, when we tap into divine source, divine energy, then the collective, then we start to notice, oh, this is what's happening. This is what's needed. Right now, we're with unrest in the world, which has been going on for centuries, not just in the last month. And that's where we're going to move into the medicine wheel next. There is a need to right the world back into this place of harmony, mending the sacred hoop, as it's talked about in the Native American tradition, mending the sacred hoop. How do we mend what we have destroyed as human beings? And that's why, as Marnie said, it's so easy to walk in the labyrinth with an animal, because an animal vibrates at the same resonance of Mother Nature, which is the theta brainwave state. So when we can ride that magic carpet, we're in harmony with the collective energy, the divine connection. And then it's, how do we get there? We quiet this, we open this, quiet this, open this. Doing your tea touches, meditation, shamanic journeying, whatever route it is that gets you there so that you can listen. Like I told you, I spent 2 weeks with a note on my phone that says, think of something for Tuesday. And I was like, well, just sit quietly and it will come. Good. Let's, here's what I'd like to do. Do you think a 5 minute break is enough just to have a quick bathroom break? We come back in 5 minutes and then I'd like to show you a short video on the medicine wheel. Talk about that a bit. I'd like to do a little journey to see what comes up for you. And then talk a bit about the golden ratio as well. So let's take a little break. Kirsten, if you can pause the recording or whatever you do on your end.